Catching up this week with the DNR's Northern Lake Michigan manager, Darren Kramer. Thanks for coming on the show again, Darren.
Yeah, sure thing, Adam. Glad to be here.
I want to talk to you about a few things. I want to talk about this salmon season and your perspective on that. If we have time, I want to get into the sturgeon program that John Bauman was in charge of as well. But first, I want to talk about some potentially bad news, it sounded like, and at least get the story straight from you regarding the second dam up the Escanaba River. Apparently, there was a pretty bad fish kill because of a wastewater treatment plant that had a malfunction.
Yeah, so that, we're talking about the lower Escanaba River from Dam 2 down to the river mouth. So it's basically kind of at the Verso paper plant here in town. And so they had a pipe break within the plant, a black liquor spill, and when they were cleaning up the spill and taking care of that, it basically overtaxed the water treatment system, from what I understand, added more treated water to the river, so basically increased the biological oxygen demand. That amount of material that they are permitted to release to the river, those levels got exceeded. For instance, they are permitted through the NPDES permit. They are allowed to input to the river about 8,690 pounds of BOD, biological oxygen demand material, per day. Normally, they run around 2,000, from what I understand, but you know, when this pipe broke and the water treatment system got overtaxed, you know, there was 2, 3, 4, 5, you know, plus times amount of this BOD was added to the river. It just basically soaked up a lot of the oxygen as it was decomposing and depressed oxygen levels in the river. Of course, this fish need oxygen to survive, and we have a variety of species from that Dam 2 impoundment down to the river mouth. So, you know, everything from pike, a few walleyes, panfish species, rock bass, bullheads, things like that. Various species were killed down the river.
So can you give us an idea how many fish you saw dead? I mean, was there any tally of that made at all? I'm just trying to put it in perspective here.
Sure. So we're not talking thousands of fish here. You know, we're talking in the hundreds. So certainly, you know, it was, and so Verso has been very good working with Eagle throughout this whole process. I believe on the 6th of August, which was been like Thursday, a couple of weeks ago, they notified Eagle that there's a process issue at the plant that they were working on. So Saturday night on the 8th, then there were some reports to the report all poaching line. Dispatch started receiving some calls of some fish in duress from a local CO here, confirmed an active kill. On Sunday, they confirmed the kill on the 9th. Then the 10th, Eagle staff, along with our own DNR fish staff in the Rhond River, starting to do our initial survey. So we did a survey above the first dam, so it would be like right adjacent to the Verso plant. So it was a section between downstream from Dam 2 to the first dam right there at Empire Side Bridge. And then we did a survey from the first dam down to the river mouth. And above Dam 1 or so, we had 38 dead fish were observed, about 75% of what they observed. They saw smallmouth, yellow perch, northern pike, rock bass, and then a few black nosegays. Below Dam 1, they surveyed in a couple sections, a larger area of the river survey, so they did like subsections, and they ended up with about 340 dead species down there. Very similar to the upper river, but you know, larger river down below the first dam, so they saw more species. So they had rock bass, some northerns, few walleye, smallmouth, common white suckers showed up, yellow perch, couple crappies, black bullheads, and they're pretty tolerant of low dissolved oxygen, so black bullheads died. It was, you know, quite low oxygen levels. Two pumpkin seeds, golden shiner, round goby, couple largemouth type things. So given that the lower river's open Lake Michigan, fish can move in and out. And again, species diversity in some of these impoundments, like, you know, just above the first dam, kind of related to the size of the impoundment, number one, the amount of habitats available, and then residence time, or how long it takes for water to move into the impoundment and out of it. Not talking thousands of fish here, but you know, it certainly looks like the oxygen levels, given the species that were showing up in these in our surveys, it looks like, you know, oxygen levels got pretty low, significant amount of time.
We're talking about the fish kill that occurred on the lower Escanaba River with Northern Lake Michigan Unit Manager Darren Kramer from the DNR. And is there any concern with the water flowing into Little Bay Tinaca? Any impact that you would have concern for with the fishery inside Little Bay Tinaca? Or is dissolution going to take care of that?
I think with the volume of water released, certainly, this wasn't a good thing. Fortunately, it was short term. When we were there on Monday, the 10th, along with Eagle, the fish kill was over at that time. Verso, the paper mill, worked with UPCO at Dam 1. UPCO was able to release a little bit of water out of the first impoundment to kind of try and bump up the oxygen levels in that more of a river a little bit, try and get some more oxygen into those fish. So out into Little Bay Block proper, I wouldn't expect any effects at all. I mean, it's a big body of water out there. But biological oxygen demand, this BOD, is something that Verso was permitted to release, up to a certain amount into the river. They exceeded that. So it's certainly nothing that's toxic or anything that's unusual that was introduced, from what I am aware, at least right now. It's just there was more of it.
Yeah, and quantity.
That's where the problem really started, because, there's just too much of this BOD was introduced into the water for kind of nature to handle and keep up the oxygen levels up that fish need. And that's one of the reasons why there's NPDES permits, right, in levels on these things. That, the wastewater treatment residuals, I guess you could call them, is that, there's a place for industry and there's a place for nature, and we try and balance both and try and protect, nature as best we can and protect our habitat. And, water quality is a big part of habitat for fish, obviously.
Darren, thanks for the information and passing along your perspective on it as well. I'd like to get back with you later this hour and get into salmon season.
Rock on.
The DNR's Northern Lake Michigan manager, Darren Kramer. Stay tuned, and we will continue here on The Outdoor Show.